Oh, here we go. We've got the old red light up for you, boys. Right. We're in the studio. We've got Led Zeppelin for you, and I'll reel them off. John Bonham, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, and John Paul Jones. Let's speak to John Paul Jones first. Now, I believe that you are a musical arranger as well as a composer. Is this true?
A musical arranger as well as a composer?
Yes.
No.
A composer as well as a musical arranger?
No, a musical arranger as well as a bass guitarist.
Musical. Can we do this again?
Once more, okay. Cut it. Cut it. Here we go.
Too close. They're too far.
Wipe it. Too close. You wipe it.
Even started all off while this interview is going on. They cut the time down.
Composer. You're too close. You know they're too far away. Yeah.
You want them in closer?
Yeah, Led Zeppelin, get in closer.
Just a bit more voice, you know.
When you're talking, get right in, fellas.
Led Zeppelin, in closer.
What were you doing from this? No, I used to play the horn. Nobody knows what the hard is.
Start over there.
If you can come up to the mic fairly close when I do talk to each one of you.
There we go, who's Led?
Okay, we're in the studio with the Led Zeppelin now, and first of all, I'm going to speak to Robert Plant, who's lead vocalist and also plays harmonica. Hello, Robert.
How do you do?
How long have you been with the group, in fact?
I don't know, however long it's been going. I should think about 7 or 8 months now.
And you must surely get very tired when you're singing, you know, at this tremendous pace. How do you manage to sort of sustain this?
Well, I don't sustain. I just keep clapping out. Actually, we've been working a lot and the radios and things like that. You bit by bit, you resistance drops and drops and drops. Then you have a pint of beer and it goes up and up and up again.
Very nice, David. Let's speak to now Mr. John Bonham, who's drums, timpani and backing vocal. Hello, John.
Hello.
So glad you can make it along. What sort of things were you doing before Led Zeppelin was formed?
Nothing really. I just played with Tim Rose for about 2 months before joining Led Zeppelin. But before that, nothing sort of worth mentioning.
Okay. I don't know. And we've also got Jimmy Page here, who on the album cover in front of me here says electric guitar, acoustic guitar, pedal steel guitar and backing vocal. You seem to be pretty busy here.
Yeah.
I also hear that you've you've been a very successful session musician before Led Zeppelin. Is this true?
Yes, quite a bit before Led Zeppelin, actually.
Sorry, Jimmy, you're right off mic, mate. Can we just go into Jimmy again, please, and get on the live side, can you?
Yeah, we can cut.
Yeah, but he couldn't hear him. Right on mic, Jimmy, please. Ask the questions again, will you, to Jimmy, right? Here we go.
Go on, then.
Jimmy Page, let's get on to you now. You play electric guitar, acoustic guitar, pedal steel guitar, and you do the backing vocal. What have you got to say about that?
Yeah.
A very philosophical
young man,
look.
Eh?
Very philosophical look,
yes.
There. I believe you did a lot of session work before Led Zeppelin, quite some time ago, is this true?
Yeah, the majority of that was done about 18 months to 2 years ago. I haven't really done that much lately because I've been too tied up with the Zeppelin, you know.
Very busy, eh?
Yeah.
And I like, let's go over now to our last gentleman, whose name is John Paul Jones. You do bass, organ and backing vocal, and I also believe that you have done a little bit of sort of composing and arranging with such people as Lulu and other people like this. Is true?
Yes, I did quite a lot of arranging.
Nice.
Sorry, can you ask John Paul Jones once more, please, because he's right off mic. Can you get on mic, mate? Front of the mic. Otherwise we can't hear you. Same again, please, Chris.
Do you want the
composing
forgotten?
Yeah.
All right. Right, here we go, Chris,
okay? Need chicken.
Right, next we've got Mr. John Paul Jones, who's on bass, organ and backing vocal. Hello, John.
Hello.
Right, well, you seem to have done quite a bit of work on this particular album I've got in front of me, Led Zeppelin, as well as sort of composing and arranging. How do you sort of get these things together when you're, you know, how do you sort of compose? Is it, do you sort of sit back and enjoy the whole thing, you know?
Well, we all hire a room and a lot of equipment and get in it. And
yeah.
Blow away. It just sort of happens there and then.
Right. Can you tell me about this American tour you've just completed?
It was very,
very successful.
Successful.
And we're going back again in about a week's time.
You're going back in a week's time?
Yeah. Or, great. No, about a fortnight, that's right.
Now, the big interest is I've heard there's going to be a new album. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, I only that it's half finished at the moment. Mm. We're only halfway through it. Mm. Again, it's mostly our own stuff. Mm. Well, I think it will entirely be this time.
Is it similar to the first album here, Led Zeppelin, I've got here, this one I have in front of me?
Well, we can't tell until it's finished. Ah. We can play the two side by side, and then. Mm. But I think as you go along, everybody sort of goes a little bit one way, a little bit another way, and so it influences, you know, the outcome of the album.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of new sounds on it that weren't on the other one.
Uh-huh. So we can look forward to Led Zeppelin originality again.
We hope, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, boys, for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, we have to edit that on the muff.